Can you explain a little bit about the concept of formula?
Yeah, much of the I started out in the negotiation business I was trained in international relations. I was also trained in part and developed a specialty as an area specialist. The first books that I did were on international relations and area studies. I did a book on the international relations of Africa, which I think was interesting because it showed that the concepts of international relations could be applied to a new developing area. And then somebody said in a review that this was all unimportant because the relations of Africa that were important were not among African states, but between Africa and Europe. So I said, okay, I'll do a book on that. So I did a book on commercial trade negotiations between Africa and Europe. And in the process, there came the word negotiations. The politics of trade negotiations, between Africa and Europe. And so I looked at all the theory at that time in the mid-70s and early 70s on the subject of negotiation and found it unreal. I found it unreal because it assumed that parties started in fixed positions and worked towards, by concessions, worked towards an particular outcome. And I had found in reality that that's not what they did, that they started, first of all, by scouting the terrain and then coming to a general notion of what they were going to agree on, the general notion that could be defined either as terms of trade or a common sense of justice or a common a definition of the problem and of its type of solution, and that's a formula. And then once they had a formula, then they could talk about details. And that was, I think that holds pretty well in what parties do. If they don't do it, they negotiate badly. Or else the formula is as in labor negotiation, the formula is already established, and then they negotiate within that definition.